Last time on Wanderlust.
She's been like consulting her notebook, and she just kind of like waves her notebook and is like, Doc Marlin said it was okay.
Someone walking by just goes, he's crazy, and just keeps going. And you say a bit of an encounter. Did you fall off the boat?
We ran into a, I don't know what you call it, like a rock sloth thing. It was gigantic, and yeah, it knocked me off the boat.
You ran into a giant rock sloth. So your ship was like attacked by a giant sloth.
It was fascinating.
See, that right there is why I don't, it's why I'm nervous. So I'm concerned that you will take that as an invite to go out and try to see something fascinating rather than not do that.
You probably shouldn't have brought that up to me, because that's... now I want to know. Matthew and I are headed up to the ruins for dinner tonight.
Oh, the old tradition. Well, you know your mom, she's got so many things in there. Just go have fun.
But the ruins themselves are massive. Like, whatever was here before seems like it was monumentally tall stone structures that have all collapsed in on themselves at this point.
Would you like to join us? My mom made a lot of extra food this time.
Well, as long as I'm not intruding, I didn't mean to do anything like that. I just wanted to say hi since...
You were all on the riverboat, right? I am Juliet. It's nice to meet you, Autumn.
You may call me Estelle. Autumn, you too.
So I just figured out what my knight was missing. Got this beautiful view of these ruins, and I was missing the company of a bunch of beautiful ladies, so I'm glad we got that sorted.
And as she sprints past you, she pauses just long enough to look back and go, oh, run for your life! Where we ended, you saw a woman tearing out of the ruins with sticks and twigs in her hair, scrapes all over her, and from behind her, you kind of heard a monstrous roaring sound as she sprinted towards you and said, run for your life! And now it's on you guys. You're in the ruins at night on a cliff high above the town, and a strange woman has just run past you.
I think Juliet starts kind of like backing up in the way that the woman ran, but keeping an eye for whatever might be growling.
Okay, what about everybody else?
Are there other people around?
Are there other people around? No, you're basically alone. I say you're alone. You're alone except for the people that are with you right now.
Estelle is going to grab whatever bag she brought. And I think she like slaps her thigh and goes, Guffy, get Matthew back home.
Now, Mom, look, I'm not a kid anymore. I can handle this. If you're staying, I'm staying. All right. We'll face this thing together.
I didn't say I was staying.
Well, why do I gotta? You come with us then. If you're sending me with Guffy, you're also coming with us.
Guffy, go. And she shoves Matthew, and is like pushing them forward and booking it after the woman.
I will say the demeanor of Guffy changes. Whereas before he was just kind of like a big floppy pillow, suddenly he gets very aggressive. It doesn't bite Matthew, but definitely bites his clothes and takes off running. And that is like 150 pounds of dog sprinting. And Matthew is basically just drug off. And he's like, no, Mom, stop doing this every time, Mom. And he's just kind of like half drug, half running as Guffy drags him away.
Man, his life is going to be changed when he finds out about breakaway pants.
I think it's just going to suddenly be that he has bite marks. So you're also just running though?
Yeah, I would say that Guffy is probably a lot faster, so...
Yeah, and that happened first.
Yeah, it's more of a, she wanted them to start moving. She is moving too, she's just slower than the two of them at this point.
What about Autumn and Fred?
Autumn is bringing up the rear.
Technically, Juliet's not running. She is backing up in place.
I think Juliet would be, because there's like rocks kind of around, right?
So you would have like gone up switchbacks up a path to get up here.
Right.
You are on the edge of the ruins where this mystery woman just came running from.
So we haven't seen what this thing is yet, right?
No, you just hear unearthly howling, but you know, the longer you him and haw.
Okay, I guess she would be looking for something to like hide behind, I guess.
Okay.
In the direction that she's running, that the woman is running. So if there's like a rock outcropping or like trees.
Okay. So you kind of want to stick around and try to see what this is. Okay. I like that. Keep in mind, we're playing realistic here and this is a monster and you are hiding behind a rock. And if you fail at that, it is not going to be good.
Yeah.
But I like it. Danger exists.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, what about you?
I think Zach already had something for Autumn, right? Were you about to say something?
Yeah, Autumn's going to stick with Juliet.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought you were going to say, because then it makes what I was going to do an easier decision. He is not going to leave these two young women alone by themselves to whatever this thing is.
You disgust me, and I love it. Alright, so...
Before we get into the roll part of this, can I talk to Juliet for, like, 2 seconds?
Roll first, and then you'll see.
Okay.
Because kind of no.
So we're rolling to hide, I guess?
Yeah, and you can tell me what skill you're applying there.
Can I try to use notice to find a spot that I think the monster wouldn't see?
So yes, what that would be doing is creating an advantage.
Okay.
Which you can do, and then like direct everyone back there. If it fails, it will put you in danger. If it succeeds, it will make everyone else's rolls easier.
Okay. It would only put me in danger?
It would only put you in extra danger, yeah.
Okay. That is a 3.
Okay. So, you look back the way that Mystery Woman, Estelle, Guffy, and Matthew all just basically took off, and it's basically well-trod open path that you can see for a long way, right? Towards where you hear the sound, there are broken ruins and everything, right? And you kind of have some skill with, I would say, like, basic mechanical awareness, right? So you kind of quickly spot a pretty sound-looking structure. It clearly used to be a higher building. It's been collapsed, but you can kind of see where there's still, like, 3 out of 4 walls standing with a roof that have some nice, like, peepholes that you can kind of point everyone to. So now the way this next part works is that aspect exists. You can all use it when doing your roll. It has 1 free use. So I will say, like, we have an encounter aspect of easy hiding place. Now, it has 1 free invoke, which any of you can use, but then the rest of you will have to spend fate points to use it.
Do our fate points reset every recording?
Your fate points reset every session. So yes. I will say, let me put it this way. Your fate points reset every hour of us playing the game. So if we happen to go for 2 hours straight, your fate points reset halfway through that.
Oh, dang. Okay.
You should be using those. Those are spendy points, not keepy points.
I have noticed as well. Is that something I can use since?
Not really at this point, unless you want to note it. Eventually, yes, for finding a better hiding spot.
Okay.
No, because, well, I guess you could find a separate hiding spot, maybe?
I don't think she would.
In this hiding spot, since you said it's like a kind of a building that used to be higher, can I try to get to like the second floor of it?
Yes. Let me say this. Why doesn't everyone make their rolls and then we'll see how well you do? And that'll determine that, because that's what shift could be used for.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what skill I can use.
Yeah, same.
That's the same as what I'm looking at. It's like, I don't really have a good hide skill.
Am I just rolling to run, Cody?
You will be, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you don't have an appropriate skill, like, that's okay. You can get more skills eventually, and you will not have every perfect skill right now.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just going to roll, because I don't think I have a skill for this, really, like, unless I'm really stretching stuff.
Okay. And this is why Vinny making an aspect that you can spend a fate point on, which gives you a +2 to your roll, is pretty nice.
Oh, they're +2.
Yes.
Dang. Okay.
Spending an aspect gives you +2.
I'm going to take, or does someone want the free one?
I will take it if you're not.
Well, if you're not, I'm going to take it either way. I can just spend a fate point on it.
I'll take the free one.
Okay.
So that puts me at a 4.
I'm spending a fate point, and that puts me at a 4.
Okay.
I will spend a fate point, and that'll get me to a 1.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I rolled a net minus 1.
And Estelle, make me your runaway check.
Okay, I'm using my CrossFit skill.
Yep, is appropriate.
Nice.
That's a 3.
Okay. As you run, you're kind of distracted, I think, by the fact that you realize that not everyone is following you. You also know that Guffy and Matthew are safe, and... can you tell me what your aspects are?
How much of that do you need to know?
Just, like, the quick descriptions of all of them.
Okay, so on the printout that I have, the high concept, the trouble, and the other aspects, what do you want to know?
Just read those three off to me really quick.
Okay, the high concept, a single mom who's returned to her hometown to be the veterinarian. Trouble, guilt for moving in conflict with dealing with wild animals. Other aspects, her son, Guffy, her parents, and it's her hometown.
Cool. Can I compel the fact that you're a veterinarian that has kind of an interest and a problem with wild animals and say that you are very curious about this and that you basically fail your role, not because you can't outrun it, but because you're very interested in what this thing is in like a sick way? If you say yes, you get a fate point, is how that works. But you can also go, no, my character would run.
How many fate points do we get?
You get 3. This would give you 4 because you haven't used one yet.
Okay. I will go ahead and say yes to that, because I was kind of planning on trying to find a way back anyway, so...
Okay, so you start running, you realize not everyone has followed you, and then you stop and turn, and you kind of see the dark shadows of those 3 other people that you had just met scurrying into a collapsed building and kind of peeking out, and then from the forest, you... Or from the ruins, sorry, you see this dark silhouette of a creature emerge quickly and then stop, like kind of in a clearing between all the buildings. It lifts a head up and you can see it sniff.
I'm currently the only person out in the open, right?
Yeah, but you're pretty far away. You're much further away than all of your friends.
Okay.
So you would be like, you had been sprinting for a few seconds or a few minutes, you know, like a minute, right? And then turned around and looked, right? So you're a ways away, right? Like in terms of range bands, you're like a zone away, right?
Yeah. Whereas it'd be like us and then Dr. Jessica Settlemyer and then Mystery Woman further.
Estelle, but yes.
So the way fate kind of handles encounter areas is like zones, which is like a turn to move through. You would be like a turn away. Your friends are in the zone with the thing. It can directly interact with them, right?
Yes.
What you can see of this is kind of difficult because it's so dark now, and it's like sort of backlit by the setting suns and the now kind of kaleidoscopic lunar light that's pouring over this crested hill. It looks vaguely canine, but its body is far too long and sinewy and skinny, and all around its joints you can see a faint glowing light, almost like an orange kind of hue peeking through fur around everywhere that limbs meet bodies, and there is like major points of articulation. When it opens its mouth and howls, you can see that same orange glow from inside of it as this thing kind of casts a little bit of light around. It sniffs once, and then faster than you can imagine, it lunges towards the hiding spot of your friends, and you see it grab Fred and throw him into the clearing out in the open.
Who knew?
Fun.
What does everybody do?
Do I not take damage for that?
I will say at this point you have not taken damage, but you're about to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like you were ragdolled out there. You kind of like tumble on the ground, but this would be like scuffs, not necessarily you're dead now.
Rope. Juliet, do you have rope?
Yeah. She rummages in her back and pulls it out.
Can I tie the rope to my grapple glove ice pick thing?
Yes.
And then I want to chuck it at the monster to try to... Basically,
are you trying to lasso this thing, basically?
No, I'm trying to put a hook into it and pull it back.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're tying a rope to your grapple glove and throwing the grapple glove as a hook at the monster.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, because they're like ice pickaxe. They're like ice picks, so it's like, I am throwing a pickaxe at this thing with a rope so I can pull it backwards to protect Fred.
I will say, Juliet, roll to create an aspect for creating new item. And then we will see if that works. And if it doesn't, then, you know, you're going to not... You can try to do this. You just won't have an advantage on doing it.
Okay, so I don't apply any skills or stunts or anything?
If you have a skill that you think applies to making a impromptu weapon...
I have dexterous hands.
Yeah, yeah, that would definitely work, yeah. So dexterous hands just became underwater basket weaving is what I'm hearing.
I was thinking it.
Well, it didn't do me too much good because I got a plus one.
Oh, okay, so no, you don't manage to make that. So Zach, you have a rope that kind of has a glove on it, and you can try to do something with that. Which is to say, you can still do the thing you wanted to do, you just don't gain an advantage from the narrative thing you just said.
That's fine. Okay, I'm going to say this is athletics because I'm hucking it.
Yeah, that works.
I also would like to invoke my stunt. I saw this in a book. Plus two to overcome actions with athletics if you're mimicking something you read in a book. She definitely has seen lassoing-ish things of monsters in her Pulp Fiction books.
Okay, I like it.
How big is this animal?
So a human is 6 feet tall. I would give it, it's like... 10 and it's hunched. So its front arms are not, it's like front paws are not on the ground. It's sort of standing upright, but you could tell if it was to run, it would probably bend forward and kind of lope. So it's not all the way stood upright like a person. And even at that, it's 10 feet tall.
Okay.
It's big. It's a big boy.
I got plus four.
Oh, okay. Great. You throw the lasso basically that you have with the little ice pick on the end of it. And it wraps around its neck and kind of like you can see the pick sink in a little bit as the rope tightens around this thing. And it turns and looks at you and you're like holding the rope, looking at a creature that is 10 feet tall. And then you kind of look at the rope, you look at the monster and you realize what's about to happen as it just flings its entire body and you get whiplashed across the clearing. Like a little ragdoll, and you take two physical strain as you just get chucked by this thing.
That seems fair.
So Estelle is going to, take off her jacket and start waving it around her head, making herself look as big and loud as she can. Oi, you mangy brute! And just like slapping her thighs and just trying to look as intimidating and loud as possible.
I like it.
And I'm going to roll with my animal handling skill. That is a 7.
Wow.
What? Are you kidding? Oh, because your animal handling is ridiculous.
My
isn't
animal
it?
Handling is a plus 4, and I rolled with 3 pluses.
Dead gum. Okay, so.
Nice.
You have mini shifts. So. Basically, you're trying to intimidate this thing, right?
Basically, yeah.
And what do you want some benefits to be? Like, you not only intimidate it, you do a few other things. What would you like those few other things to be?
I want it to be either intimidated or scared of me.
Oh, like it remembers you?
I meant more like if I walk closer, it's not going to be happy about that.
Oh, okay. That is what you rolled to do. You can do something more. that was rolling a 4. You rolled a 7.
Gotcha. I don't have anything off the top of my head. Did you have any thoughts?
So this could be something like it leaves a clue or it, you know, maybe it runs and like hooks a claw on something and breaks a claw off and you can keep that. Or you can find a footprint really easily, and then you could have an aspect for, like, I know its footprint. Or, like, maybe you get a really good whiff of it. You could learn more about it. Basically, I would say at this point, one shift is you take no damage doing this. Like, it doesn't charge you and then in fear run away.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you can basically learn two other things about it or have two other status effects coming forward from this.
Could you... Could you have it be entangled, Mandy? Because there's like a rope on it.
Well, that would make it stay here.
That is a good question.
I would prefer it drops the rope. Like, it throws off the rope.
You haven't hurt it.
I don't want to hurt it. I don't necessarily want it to stay here. Since it's a wild animal, I would rather observe from afar than bring it into the community. I am going to say I like the idea of it leaving behind footprint or claw or something that allows me to learn more about it.
Okay, so I'm going to call this session or arc aspects. And I will say you get informative prints. And you have... Okay, so I'll say this. You can have informative prints, and I'll give you two free invokes of that. Or you can get some other aspect, and you can have one each of those.
I don't know what either of those mean.
Sorry, so you have an informative print. You can have that benefit or roll twice. Or you could say, I have an informative print, and I have something else, and then you could use one of you could use each of those once for free.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to spend a fate point to use an aspect.
Gotcha. Do I need to do that now?
You have to decide that. Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sakes. You're making me make a lot of decisions that I don't know a lot about.
You can just say take two, and then we're done.
I'll just say take two, then.
That's fine. I'm just giving you options. If you want informative footprints, that can be... You have two free uses of that.
I'm sure it'll come in handy twice.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yes, it very much will, because you have to track this thing eventually. Spoilers, it comes back. Okay, so it snaps free of the rope and tears away, leaving a deep footprint in the ground. You can see around the footprint that the grass is a little bit singed and burned. Almost not like fire, more like... droughted, almost, like it pulled the water from the grass as it ran, and yeah, sprints off into the unknown.
Juliet is gonna run out to, I guess, whoever is closest, which would be Fred, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's gonna run over to Fred, but call out for Autumn to see if she is conscious while she's looking over Fred.
I think Autumn's standing up and dusting herself off and jogging back over.
Okay.
That was amazing!
I think Fred here might beg to differ.
Yeah, it's two monsters we've seen out here, and one on the boat, and now one here, and why am I always the one that gets tossed?
I mean, I got tossed too. It was a great... Wasn't it so cool just being flung?
I think we maybe have different definitions of cool. Perhaps.
I mean, I think I'm okay. I think I managed to avoid any broken ribs again this time. Did I avoid any broken ribs this time?
Yeah, so your friends stepped in. Had they not, the thing would have immediately started eating your face, and then that first, like, whoopsie doodle was this encounter happened at all. Like, that's all you getting. You didn't suffer any strain from that.
Cool.
Okay, so I can narratively, like, see if he's more injured, and then if he's fine, she's going to go look at Autumn, too, and make sure she's not just, like, wounded and, like, in the shock. It doesn't realize that she's bleeding horribly or something.
Is it normal for my arm to look like this? And it's, like, three angles.
Autumn appears to not be in shock.
She's just odd. As I was reading in a book, it turns out strange little girls turn into strange young women.
Estelle has jogged up to be around you guys, and she's gonna take a second to get the information from the prints that we already have, right? Because I don't need to roll for that again. You already gave us that.
I did. I will also maybe say this. You said that you flapped your coat, right?
Yeah, like around my head. Like,
oh, you spun it around your head.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say also, it adheres in your memory that like helicoptering motion of something seemed to be particularly effective.
Okay, I get it.
And then, yeah, the thing you learned about the print is, you know, the shape of it. It's large, clearly clawed like a dog footprint, but the toes are asymmetric. So, like, you know, you think about a dog's print and it's all the claws are about the same size. This one, clearly the two middle are far longer than the three others. So it has like two really, really, really long claws and then some stumpier ones. And the longer claws dug very deeply into the ground, implying that they're extremely long, say like 4 inches long, which is a lot, you know, like bear claws.
Yeah, that's like the length of, like longer than my finger,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you ever see bear claws and they're like stupid huge and you don't realize that? It's like that.
Yeah, like a bear paw is like the size of your head.
It's just that their freaking claws are ridiculous. They are like not proportional for their, I don't know, bear claws weird me out. Doesn't matter. Get a whole thing about bear claws.
From Mandy, now on, we're just going to buy Book Cody the donut bear claws just constantly.
Mandy, did Estelle tell us that she's from the town or no?
Yeah, she told some of us. I don't know when we all showed up, but
I think it did come out. I haven't edited that part yet, but I'm pretty sure it came out when we were all sitting around.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Who was that that ran off? Did you recognize her, Estelle? Is she from here?
I honestly can't say that I remember her at all. It's no one that I know. Blimey, though, it's a really good thing y'all did not get scraped by these claws. These things look huge.
Yes, I think maybe it would have been better if we had all run like she said, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
Curiosity got the best of me a little bit. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel great. That was amazing.
We know that was the height of your existence, Autumn.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far. We also fought a giant rock sloth earlier today.
Are you ranking them?
Maybe. Are you not?
I confess I hadn't started.
You seem like the person who'd keep a nice list.
You know, that is true. I suppose,
okay,
once we meet a third one, I will rank them.
I'm going to hold you to that.
As long as you provide a rubric.
Scariness? Cool flips you did? Cool things I did during them? Willingness to fight it again?
Can you really say we fought it, though? It just kind of showed up and then kind of just took us down. I can't really say that we fought it.
I chucked a grapple pick into it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You did take the offensive.
Yeah, but let me put it this way. If you get bitten by a fly, do you think that the fly fought you?
Yes.
No, I see your point, Fred.
I mean, it can be a hopeless fight, but it's still a fight.
Cody, just to make sure, I did not recognize that girl.
It's fine either way. The fact that you didn't would make sense with your character.
Okay.
Because you're like an up and up member of society, right?
Supposedly, yes.
You're not like a criminal.
No.
Then it would make sense for you to have maybe never run into her because, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Estelle's gonna, I kind of imagine that she was like crouched down by the footprint and she was taking notes and probably took a couple pictures of it. And she stands up and she kind of like dusts off her hands. Well, I think this might be something I want to bring up to Sheriff Mitchell. If animals like that are getting through, that could be pretty bad for the town.
As long as we mention that we were firmly on the path when it happened.
You hear a voice from behind you. Oh, he knows. Don't you worry. You turn around and see the woman that ran past you moments ago with a knife out that she's sliding back into a sheath.
Hello, I'm Autumn. What's your name?
I'm confused. I'm really confused, honestly. You know, sometimes a woman comes running out of Forbidden Ruins and screams, "Run for your life!" And usually, people do. But for some reason, the four of you stayed. You stayed. I'm confused. Hi, I'm confused.
Well, I would like to point out we did take shelter. And on the second point, does this happen to you often that you have to run screaming from ruins?
Me? Yes. Yes, it's kind of like my job to run screaming from ruins, but I run, which is why I'm not dead.
To be fair, none of us are dead either.
Okay.
I see your point. I think it's a valid one. As far as a survival strategy, it seems to have served you very well.
I gotta say, in a frustrated way, a little bit impressed. A little bit impressed with the fact that you're still alive. Did you try to lasso that thing?
With a pick, yeah.
I want to be mad at you. The thing is, I really actually want to be... I'm, like, furious that you did that, because it was so stupid. But then you did get thrown by it and get right back up, so I'm like, you know, at some point, I gotta acknowledge skill when I see it, even if it makes me a little bit upset.
Well, thanks. She's beaming. Autumn is beaming.
Don't. I don't like that. You. I feel like you think I'm encouraging the behavior. I'm not.
She looks at Juliet and Mouse. She gets it.
Yeah, I've only known her for a short bit, and yeah, you definitely just encouraged her.
I'm Juliet, by the way.
I'm Mull. Hi. Nice to meet all of you. What are,
It's nice to meet you as well.
So, I am curious, what did you mean by your job is to run out here screaming, saying run? Like, why is that your job?
Generally, my job is not to warn other people of terrifying monsters that come from over there, but I frequently interact with terrifying monsters that come from over there. I, am in Antiquities Acquisition?
Oh, do you know?
No, whoever you're about to say, I don't know them, and we've never met, ever, on paper.
Dr. Marlin?
You can see on her face the answer is yes. No, I don't know him, and I've never done business with him, ever. It's never happened once. Did he mention my name?
Oh, no.
I mean, you did just assume their gender, so I mean, that kind of tells me you at least don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is. Well, I know of him. We're in the same town. It's a small town. Don't try to get one up on me here, all right? I know of him. He's famous in a way, and I've never done business with him ever in my life. Ever.
He spoke very highly of someone who deals in antiquities, I suppose you have.
He should speak very highly of keeping his mouth shut. Not that I care that he keeps his mouth shut, but he should keep his mouth shut.
So what kind of antiquities do you acquire?
So it depends. Like, maybe some people are very interested in skeletal samples of whatever that thing is. The as-yet-unnamed wolf that kills grass with blight feet and glows. I don't name things.
I know someone who'd be interested in the meat of it.
No, no. We're not doing that.
Look, if you're interested in the meat of weird animals...
No, we are not interested in the meat of rare animals.
I'm not personal. Well, I guess I kind of am.
Speaking of, where is Matthew and Guffy?
What's a Guffy?
Did you see them as you were running?
I sent Guffy back with Matthew.
Is that the giant dog?
Yes, it's my giant dog.
Last I saw, the giant dog was dragging a petulant teenager towards the coast.
And that would be my son.
Got it. Yep. Last I saw them, the teenager was screaming and the dog was dragging.
If you ask the teenager, they're both her sons. Apparently, Guffy's his brother.
That tracks. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about them. We've been in worse scrapes. But
have you?
We all turned it yeah, down.
Autumn's just like, now impressed.
I mean, there's a reason I have a giant dog like that.
Yeah, actually, that giant dog, if it can take commands like drag my son to safety against his will.
Protect, but same thing.
I wish I had that. Are you selling the dog?
No, not at all.
Sure?
Yes.
I have money.
Nope, that's my dog.
Under the table.
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
Not happening.
As much as you need.
Actually, I got a question for you, too. How often have these animals been coming through?
Ah, well, are you... Do I know you?
I'm not sure. I don't recognize you either. I'm Estelle Settlemyer. My parents are over by the coast.
Oh, your mom's the theater lady?
Yes.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Oh, you're the theater lady's daughter.
Not what I do, though.
Okay. Yeah. So they come, the animals, you mean?
Yes.
I guess you should ask the sheriff that question, right? That's his thing. My thing is collecting their bones and finding little neat trinkets. His thing is deciding how often those animals actually show up. According to him, never.
Well, it sounds like you have more information on the ground floor, so I'm asking you, how often are you being chased by these animals?
Me? That's the first time that one's chased me. It's the first time that one's chased me this far. out of whatever's actually out there.
Okay, are there others getting through?
Hmm?
Are there others getting through?
I don't know. What
like
I do
boars.
Hmm?
A Doc Marlin mentioned a boar? A shark-toothed boar?
Shark-mouth.
Shark-mouth boar, yes.
I've definitely never seen one, and she, like, lifts up the side of her shirt. Never been bit by one either. You can see, like, distinctly two rows of bites, like, in what, like, parallel half-moon shapes. Never happened.
Is it, like, a fresh, is like a scar?
Yeah, it's like a scar, yeah.
Okay.
It's literally never happened to me before. Have no idea what you're talking about. I think,
I see.
Did you maybe not kill one? Again, I'm curious what the meat tastes like for a friend.
I have never tasted the meat. Things die of their own accord sometimes, and I just find the bits. But sometimes certain creatures, certain pig-like shark creatures, don't like when you find their bits of their dead relatives and try to carry them off with you. And also they're heavy. And then you get bit and learn how to do pig deterrence. Anyways.
Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically, of course.
Speaking of pig deterrence, though, that seems like a useful skill for people who are interested in hiking in the wild.
You want to know what a pig deterrent is?
Yes.
She pulls out a knife and throws it at you. Pig deterrent.
Do I make a roll to try to catch it or sidestep it?
You can make a roll to try to catch it.
I don't think she'd catch it. I think she would try to sidestep it.
That's a terrible idea.
If I'm sidestepping, do you want me to roll still?
No, you can just sidestep it.
Okay. She carefully picks it up. Is it special in any way? Is it special in any way?
No, it's decidedly not. It is like a very tarnished, old-looking blade with a worn wooden handle and a very basic crossguard. It is about 5 inches long, let's say.
I see. I will make note of that for my next foray.
Works for a deterrent for most things, but depends how thick the skin is.
Does she want it back, or is she?
She seemed flippant about it. You can decide for yourself.
Okay.
But in terms of how often these things are coming, okay, so here's the... Have you talked to the sheriff recently?
Briefly, but he mostly just said not to go looking for trouble.
Right? Told you to stay on the path. Seems a little on edge.
Just a bit, yeah.
Just a bit. So this is a tourist town, right?
Right.
So, okay.
Has someone disappeared?
Well, depends on who you ask, right? You ask the sheriff. No, someone left vacation. That's possible. But, you know, when someone just leaves all of a sudden and it was, like, with no notice, I'm trying to think of the right way to put it. You know, usually you can track, like, oh, they got on the boat, people recognize them on the boat, just gone, right? Just disappeared in the middle of the night. Not technically impossible. Maybe they upset somebody. Maybe they annoyed someone. Who knows? Or maybe, you know, they got captured or hauled off by whatever that thing is. And then maybe I spend the rest of my time trying to find, bodies. Or hopefully alive bodies. My point is that three people just are gone.
Three.
As you say, like, leave with no notice, Autumn visibly just, like, looks away like, that would never happen.
Right? Now these three that went missing. Three siblings, kind of young, kind of stupid. Totally possible they just flaked and ran off. It happens. Maybe they broke someone's, you know, fly-y around board and made someone upset, and they just decided to take off. Maybe they did a bad job working in the gardens. Who knows? There's a million reasons why someone might wander off. But they also might have been carried off by whatever this thing is that's apparently totally willing to walk into town. So who knows? Y'all were just jumped by it. I was jumped by it. Who's to say that they weren't?
To be fair, you weren't in town when you were jumped by it.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Now let me ask you something. You seem reckless. When the sheriff says, stay on the path, what do you think?
I don't have to answer that.
No, you don't. No, you don't, because guess who also wasn't on the path? Me. So, and all the three of you stuck around to look at a giant monster. So, you know, curiosity does kill cats. Small kids are not unlike cats. You see where I'm going?
Hopefully satisfaction still brings them back.
I think finding them might. Hopefully finding them. is fingers crossed here, because I don't know what that thing is, but I haven't found them yet. But I might also be chasing nothing, so who knows?
Is there more you want us to do with this scene, or are we winding down?
It's kind of up to you. There's always more information to gather. If you're done talking to her, you can be done talking to her. But you can kind of be done talking to her at any point. I won't let you guys totally miss the game for the sake of not having enough conversation.
Okay.
How aggressive is the wildlife here if I'm camping next to the path, say?
Autumn looks at you as we just fought this thing with 4-inch claws.
Right, but it was scared out of its lair by Maul here.
So you said you talked to the professor, right?
Yes.
What did he tell you?
Well, he said that the path rule was kind of Sheriff Mitchell's thing, but it wasn't necessarily hard and fast if you were doing some scientific inquiries, which I am. So I plan to do my best to follow the spirit of the law in this case.
Cool. So this is where the path ends. So you were attacked by whatever that thing was here. In terms of what the wildlife is like, have you spent a lot of times, like, really out of the eco-herbs, like, way out far away from anything?
Well, no, that's kind of why I'm here.
It's getting weird out there. It's all, you know, I'm not a scientist, right? I have no background in biology. It's not what I do. What I do is, not die while going out in a place that is trying really hard to kill you. But let me tell you what, you take 2 steps off the path, it's trying to kill you.
What if you came with?
I might, for money. Do you guys want to pay me to come with you? I think we're kind of competing, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Not that I do this type of work for the professor, but you seem to be trying to acquire a certain degree of items. I think we're competing.
I'm actually more interested in flora, honestly. Some fungi as well.
You want to go pick mushrooms?
Yes, their pharmaceutical properties are quite fascinating.
Cool. She's giving you kind of like a sizing up look, like, is she a stoner? You know? Like, how into drugs is this very straight-laced person?
It seems to me that you'd be an excellent guide for anyone looking to experience the true wilds, and a useful person to have around.
Maybe. It's possible. It's possible. You know, experience is a good teacher, though, and you seem like you guys might get some here in a bit. Honestly, my main focus right now is trying to find, you know, missing kids, which is not my job, but feels weird not to do at this point.
Is there any way we could help with that?
You could look for missing kids, but...
Where were they last seen?
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it? So, in town, but no one's really keeping tabs on them, right? At least not that I know of. And according to the sheriff, they just left. And that's all he'll tell me. As you might imagine, me and the sheriff are not on great terms. So generally, what he tells me is nothing and to stay on the path, which he knows I don't do, but he just hasn't really specifically caught me well enough to, you know, run me out of town. Mostly because half the town wants me to stay in the town. It's complicated. My point is, I don't think the sheriff's going to help me do anything.
That does lead me to a question.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to ever hypothetically get on the bad side of the sheriff,
How do they not do that? Do everything he says all the time, basically. Do everything he says all the time.
I mean, that sounds pretty easy, since it seems like the only thing anyone's told me he's ever said is stay on the path.
You kind of failed at that already. You ran off the path to hide. That was explicitly not what you should have done.
I'm just saying there's not a lot of rules. I didn't say I was trying to stay on his good side. I just said there aren't. It's going to be easy if you wanted to.
It also strikes me that you're not going to be one to tell him.
What, rat on you guys? No.
That's what I thought.
So let me be a little more clear on that. Let's say someone were intending to do things that they know the sheriff would not approve of. How do you, and want to continue to do said things, how do you make sure the sheriff either doesn't find out or you stay on his good side that way?
Fred, are you thinking of going off the path?
Well, what I do is I make sure that everyone that's as important and powerful as the sheriff wants me to stay in town. Maybe, like, an important scientist at an important institution that is the whole reason the town is here. Maybe that person really likes me, and I cut them a good deal on a lot of cool stuff. Maybe that's how I stay out of trouble. Possibly. Hypothetically, if I was to be trying to stay out of trouble.
It's good to know.
What are these kids' names that have disappeared? I just see the loading symbol go on Cody's face.
Hang on, let me consult my notes.
It's like when you click on a Mac and it's just the spinning wheel of death. That's what I saw on Cody's face. Man, me just asking the mean question of this campaign. Nothing will be better than, like, oh, I'm from a National City Herb. Oh, me too, which one?
Oldest is Fiona. She was like a teenager. Then Rodney, who was, you know, just out of the kindergarten. And then Ashley, who was young, like 5.
Kindergarten is like 5.
No, not here.
No, out of the kindergarten in this case would mean like okay. Middle school age.
Oh gosh, we're using real world terms to describe different things.
Oh yeah, you know I am, because I love changing proper nouns.
You're a monster.
But again, I don't know much more than that because the sheriff doesn't like me.
What 5-year-old just gets up and goes?
Well, the 5-year-old was with the other two.
I have a feeling they didn't necessarily get up and go.
I mean, yeah, but that's what the sheriff's saying, so.
Well, the good news is that I have an in with the sheriff, so I am going to be talking to him right now and find out what he's not telling people. And I'm also going to go grab Guffy because I feel like he's going to be useful if we're going to go find some kids.
I mean, should we wait till daybreak?
Yes, that's a good idea. She kind of like looks at your backpack and is putting two and two together.
I don't have one.
No, at Juliet's backpack. Were you planning on just walking out into the forest at night?
I have a hammock.
That's not it. Again, it's sort of like the lasso thing. Like, I want to be mad, but I'm also not. But if you got an in with the sheriff, Estelle, good call. See if you can get some information. Because he's not gonna talk to me at all.
Right, I think I can get him to talk a little bit more. And she, like, shoulders her bag and starts heading off towards where she thinks he would be.
What are the rest of you doing?
So do we want to meet up tomorrow after we do our garden shifts and head out?
That sounds like a great idea.
So you, make your way down the path. Mal is still with you for the time being, and like halfway down, so you're kind of like going down the switchbacks towards back, like down the cliff face towards the town, you see a lantern bobbing after you, or bobbing up towards you, and you hear the very clear woofing sounds of Guffy.
Hey, Guffy! Oh, is that you, Matthew? Kind of hard to see, it's getting dark.
I assume that's Estelle up there.
Who is this?
This would be the sheriff.
Okay, I don't recognize the voice yet. Oh, you are just the person I was coming to find.
As soon as Mal hears the voice, she just goes, oh, shit. And just, like, disappears. scampers down a cliff face into the darkness.
So, Cody, I don't know if you realize this, but you just introduced my best friend.
Yeah, there's a certain degree to which you are not dissimilar from each other. Estelle, would you mind explaining to me why this dog just was running out of here with a boy in tow? I assume your boy was in tow there.
Yes, that would have been my boy.
And then he grabbed me and started very much acting like someone was stuck down a well.
Oh, that's a good boy, Guffy. And she, like, crouches down and ruffles Guffy around his, like, neck and ears. Well, I think you might want to start explaining things, too. But first...
Why are you all out here in the middle of the night?
It was not the middle of the night.
It's dark outside right now. Before this, earlier today, I said, just stay out of trouble. Try not to get yourself into any problems. And here you are,
at night with a dog losing its mind, chasing a boy around, then dragging me off.
Mitchell, you want to tell me about these missing kids?
Technically, we have no reason to think there are missing kids. And screaming about it right now...
I wasn't screaming. I want you to tell me what is going on with these missing kids.
We have no reason to assume they are missing kids.
Mitchell.
I know what you're about to say. Yes, they were in town and then they left. Now, here's the thing.
So, let me think about this. There were kids in town.
There were.
And they're now... These same kids are not in town. Do you know where they are?
No, they were also tourists.
Then they're missing.
Not missing. We have no reason to assume they're missing yet. They have not, like, not turned up at their... It takes them, like, 3 weeks, or not that long, maybe like a week, to get back to their home eco-web, right? That's a ways.
Did they leave on a day when the ferry was in port?
They had to, yes. Yes. A ferry was in port.
Okay, but, like, I wanted to check that, and he wasn't just like, they left! And it's like, there's a ferry that comes once a week. If they left on Tuesday, and
okay.
The ferry comes on Fridays.
Let's do some mental math here, right? Or some calculation figuring this out, right? We have ferries every so often. That's a thing. I can't magically talk to all those ferries when they haven't yet reached their final destinations. They don't necessarily know every single person that was on board their craft. What I know is... 2 days ago, kids that were here, I say kids, young people that were here of their own accord, as tourists, left. Now, we can assume a million things about where they went and why, but the most likely thing is they got on a boat and went home because they got sick of being here. It's a boring town eventually for some people. Maybe they didn't like the ocean. Maybe the skateboard kid things were annoying them. I don't know. But I don't know that they got carried off by an imaginary monster.
Well... Mitchell, we just got attacked up by the ruins. There's animals getting through. How many animals have been getting through?
It always happens. Our town is very close to the wild, right? Right up against. That's why staying on the path is important. So, that's why I encourage people to not venture out into the unknown on a whim. It's a bad idea, all right? Now... Do we have animals get through? Certainly. That they're... The whole university basically studies animals. That's what they do. So yes, there are animals up there, and some of them are dangerous. Predators exist. We've always known that. Fortunately, we don't have a ton of the horrible birds here. So there are other things. You know, other predators exist in the wild. We have to be aware of that. We have to be cautious.
Did these kids spend time at the weird skateboard park?
I honestly can't... Yes, probably. Again, no one, I have not gotten a call saying, hey, my kids are missing, they're not accounted for. The return journey is still happening now. If they got on a boat, I have no way of knowing if they got to the end of their journey yet. I could send a message and say, hey, are your kids here? And they would say, not yet. They shouldn't be yet, you know?
Okay, but you got to think about this from the other side. If okay, maybe they did get on a boat and they're headed back home and they're not there yet. Fine. If that's the case, then they're not missing. But if they did get carried off by an animal, and it's been 2 days, shouldn't... It seems like the best course would be to assume that they're missing until you find out they're not.
Okay, so every time we have an animal get near the village, or near the eco-web, and a tourist gets on a boat and leaves, I have to assume that tourist... is out in the forest and send people out after a dangerous monster.
Okay, no, not every tourist, but kids, certainly.
I understand that, right? But
we see your point, Sheriff.
Try to get this, right? Let's say those kids did get carried off by an animal. It's tragic. I have to round up a town full of people who are not forest-running adventurers, save for one criminal, and... send them running off into the woods after, you know, a super lion, basically. I can't do that every time. It's just going to get people killed. They're not... Most of the town does not know how to handle a super lion. As I said, save for one criminal. And that's dubious.
I understand you're trying to keep your town safe. I wouldn't pretend to do your job.
But here's a list.
These are kids, though, Mitchell.
I understand that. Believe me, I understand that. I'm not thrilled that they didn't leave when they were supposed to leave, but it's entirely possible they just left on a boat. That also could have happened. And what we're trying to do here is risk the lives of a lot of people to go chase after maybe something.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be the lives of a lot of people. Maybe, look, I kind of get the feeling that the four of us are in a position where we might be able to do something about this. If there is anything else you want to tell us about these missing kids, we would appreciate that.
He kind of like looks at the ground and then looks back up at the sky and goes, I'm not going to be able to convince you not to go, am I?
You know you're not going to be able to.
I mean, she already has a backpack on, so...
Why do you already have a backpack on?
I like to be prepared.
I'm gonna skip over. Have all of you met someone named Mal by any chance? Did she give you some advice on when to carry a backpack?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I always come prepared. She's I spend great. A lot of time researching, in fact, all of the things that one might...
What? I'm sorry, wait, what was that last one?
What? I always am prepared.
No, not you. Not you. No. Actually, yeah, you, maybe. We don't need to talk anymore. You.
Yes.
Me?
What's your name?
I just got into town. I don't think I haven't met many people here in town yet. I'm Fred. What? I heard your name was Mitchell.
Totally uninterested in that. What's your name?
I'm Autumn.
And what did you just say there a second ago?
Mal seems great.
See, did you meet Mal by any chance recently?
Yeah, she was up there with us.
Did you?
Oh.
You guys were there.
Oh.
Fred literally facepalms.
So me and Mal need to have a talk is what I'm hearing. So this is where it's coming from. You talked to her. She told you that definitely they were captured by some scary monster that she's making up to sell bones to somebody so that those bones have a cool story because they'll sell for more. You know that, right? They'll sell for more money. If the thing, like, carried off kids, that makes it a ghost story for the bones that she's selling. That's going to be what's all over her storefront is, ooh, I got the bones of the thing that killed the kids. It's like it. That's what her gimmick is. That's what she sells. She's a charlatan.
You would think somebody like that would want to make a quick buck at any time, right?
Yes, she does.
I...
Did she maybe ask you for money recently?
Juliet is about to, like, say no and then remembers the guide talk. Because she was like, you know, like, she didn't try to sell me anything weird. So Juliet opens her mouth and then just kind of, like, closes it.
Yes, she does try to make a quick buck.
But we all... have what we came with.
To be fair, she didn't try to make a quick buck. You tried to ask her to take us into the wilderness.
I asked. Oh boy.
You okay, hon?
Yeah.
Was that in character, oh boy? Oh, I thought that was you being like, I want this to end.
I'm just such a good actress.
Sorry, I believed that, oh boy.
It's your mother.
Yeah, Fred is in the same boat, he's just not vocalizing it.
No, Autumn is 100% very genuine.
Anyway, we take your point, Sheriff, and understand that it's sometimes difficult to tell in these situations where a person is gone. And we were just heading back, if you wanted to join us.
I've got some place to be, don't worry about me, but in terms of more information about them, if I cannot convince you... not to run off and do something stupid, which I'm sure you will.
I think we've already been done that, according to Mal.
I can tell you what room they vacated, if that helps at all.
Oh, yes. Any places they used to hang out?
So, like, when you're a tourist, you come and stay someplace, they just put you in open housing. So, he gives you a room number that, you know, I'm not going to be specific about.
Just the area. I think three of us are in the lofts. And Estelle is in Old Town.
Right.
I mean, they would not be put up in the lofts.
No, and then there's the Warrens, which is like the hip kid place, but there's also a five-year-old with them, so.
Yeah, they would have been put up in the Warrens, like, by their own choice. Which, I don't know if I ever specified where that is. It is south and near the Ooh, that actually doesn't make sense. Because if it's underground, it would need to not be near water. So I'm going to say it is on the border of the town. Oh, you know what? No, it's under Old Town. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like the, it's basically like the sub-city sewers that got rehabbed into living facilities.
Gotcha.
So you have a room number to go off of. Is there anything else you want to ask him or say to him?
If we are done with the conversation as everyone's kind of starting to walk away, is there something you want to say?
I had something I wanted to do once the sheriff leaves.
I will say a note on how the sheriff leaves. He does not walk away. He runs. Go ahead.
Estelle is going to like grab his like arm to stop him before he like had they like part ways.
What?
Mitchell, you know, I'm not going after any animals. I'm not trying to bring anything back for Maul, I think you said her name was. She said her name, whatever. You know I'm not trying to bring any animal things back, right? If there are kids out there, I'm going to get those kids back.
I understand what you're trying to do. What I am encouraging you to think about is what the consequences of Matthew not having a mother will be. Because that's what we're actually dealing with here. Is you going after something not totally prepared, and I know you're a vet, and I know you have a ton of experience, and I know you have a big scary dog named Guffy, but if you run out there not ready for what you're going to find, you will die. It's not never happened here. The wilds are right there, and they are not your friend. People think that, oh, it's cool, we're going to go on a little hike, it's going to be really fun, and now nothing bad will happen. The stuff out there is bad. And I know that Maul makes a quick buck off of it because she's learned how to not get killed and has gotten lucky for a while, but it's a risk. It's dangerous. And it's something that not everyone is prepared for.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that I've got a lot of experience under my belt.
I hope you're right. I do. I do actually hope you're right. But I am worried about you being wrong.
I think it would probably be a bad thing if we weren't worried. It'll keep us on our toes. And she walks away.
He turns and then, yeah, kind of like jogs quickly with intent.
As soon as he's like away and I think he's out of earshot, Fred is going to turn to Autumn, like, what the dust? I got to find my voice again. What the dust is wrong with you?
Nothing?
Same question as Fred.
Maul made it pretty clear that she was not on good terms with the sheriff, and was probably didn't want to be found out that she was here, and you just straight up went and told him.
Heroes don't lie?
He facepalms again.
Does she get a point for that, like playing into her stuff?
Well, you know, honestly, I am actually going to give you, I'm going to give you a fate point for that. In retrospect, that was dumb enough to earn a fate point. shoot. I'm going to say that you're going to start next session with 4 because you would technically get 3 and then just refresh back to 3. And I do feel like that deserves a reward.
Well, thank you.
So how about this then? If someone asks you a question and everyone else around is saying one thing and you know that's a lie, you could just maybe not say anything.
Fred, I'm going to be completely honest with you like I was with the sheriff. I'm not going to do that.
I disagree with your methods, but I admire your mettle.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost. and some wander to find themselves.